Hello, respected viewers. This is George Myland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. Tumultuous few days in the United States, and President Donald J. Trump, he ordered the National Guard onto the streets of California, over 4,000 National Guard troops and 700 U.S. Marines. Now, the legality of this is dubious. I'm not a lawyer in any jurisdiction. I've never studied U.S. law. I could be wrong, but from what little I've read, that may well be unlawful because he hasn't invoked the Insurrection Act. I mean, who's giving him legal advice? He hasn't got the agreement of the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. There are other narrow circumstances in which he's entitled to do this. Another point is it's unlawful to try and use federal troops for law enforcement. Okay, because it's not an insurrection. The troops are not police officers. It's not their training. Anyway, so we go on. So there were protests turning into riots in Los Angeles, but he's actually made a bad situation worse. In Los Angeles, over 400 people have been arrested. So there's a big campaign to arrest people who are illegal immigrants, undocumented, as some people call them. Now, some have been in the United States for decades. In some cases, they came across the border as babes in arms. Some people came legally, some came illegally. You might have come legally on a student visa, tourist visa, as doing a business trip or something, and then just overstayed for years in some cases. So the arrest is no proof of guilt. Some people will use the number of arrests as a metric of how serious the law and order situation was. 157 people have been arrested on suspicion of assault and obstruction and so on. And there was even, it's alleged, an attempted murder of a police officer and so on. So the police officer says that Molotov cocktails were thrown at least two occasions. So Gavin Newsom has gone on television to denounce what President Trump has done, saying that, okay, there were some peaceful demonstrations, the police were observing those, they don't try and obstruct demonstrations, they're there because of a public order situation, and that could get out of hand, and they might be obliged to intervene. But they will stand back, let people demonstrate, and they will only step in if necessary. And it wasn't necessitated, he says. Then there was some minor affray, and President Trump seized on that. He hugely exaggerated the scale of the disorder and the violence because it diverts attention from his failings in other areas, on foreign policy, on Ukraine, on Gaza, on Iran, his economic failings, his sanctions, his scandals with Hegseth and so on. So Donald Trump posing as a law and order president, wow, it's almost laughable, just sickening, really. The only convicted criminal ever to occupy the White House, convicted of 34 counts of fraud in New York. The man who was found by a court to have sexually abused a woman has been upheld a number of times when he defamed his victim, E. Jean Carroll. I mean, I know it was at the civil standard, as in on the balance of probabilities. It wasn't to the criminal standard. Nevertheless, you think that no party would touch a man who'd done that. Certainly in the Republic of Ireland or in the UK, no party would say, we can't even have you as a candidate for the lowest level, for the local council. We cannot be tainted with that. We are not going to be associated with sexual assault. And then he's the one who's so moralistic and holy as thou about this, and we have to be tough on these people. Why not be tough on himself? The guy who's against disorder and insurrection, the guy who incited the Capitol riot, which led to the deaths of six people, tough on law and order. The guy who let all these violent criminals out of prison because on his side about the January the 6th riot, the attempt to overthrow the US government, the Constitution, to overturn a democratic election. Wow. Nauseating, and the hypocrisy just stinks. But the Republican Party is four square behind him, and so on. But whenever there's any sort of law enforcement looking at his party, him and his, suddenly it's Nazi Germany. But when it's against people he dislikes, against certain ethnic groups or people who thinks are leftists, it's rip up the Constitution. Cruelty is what he thinks toughness is. No, what's really tough is that to actually uphold the Constitution and do the right thing and not to overreact. He's just sort of boasting about his brutality as usual. A lot of regional mayors have denounced President Donald Trump and his immigration raids. They would say they were provocative, they were excessive, that they terrified people, they panicked people, and so on. So California has got a large Latino community, most of them American citizens, some of them not, some of them they're legally, some of them not. And California tends to be quite sympathetic, having lots of sanctuary cities, but they will not cooperate with federal law enforcement. The state authorities don't have to do so. It's a federal prerogative. The states can choose to collaborate on this, and they choose not to, and so on. So isn't it odd the way that Republicans are all about states' rights, except when it comes to a state which is dominated by the other party? I mean, Donald Trump presumably regards as California as enemy territory, which hasn't voted for a Republican presidential candidate since 1988, and it doesn't look likely it will do for a long time to come. And so Gavin Newsom is one of the people who could would be in the frame to be a Democratic candidate next time. And some think it was a fatal mistake to choose Kamala Harris, not him. But then California is a state the Democrats win anyway. They might think it's wiser to pick a candidate from a swing state to ensure they at least win a swing state, particularly a fairly large one. And California has negative connotations in much of Middle America. Now, so Gavin Newsom is on the money about what's happening now in California. I hold no brief from Newsom, who is an evil, evil, murdering bastard. But even someone like him gets it right occasionally. He's got this plausibility. He's got pretty privilege. He's, what is it, 6'3"? Well, he's about 60. He looks 20 years younger. He's slender. He's athletic. He's even featured. And people like that are assumed to be cleverer, more competent, more honest than they really are. And maybe people liking them, being attracted to them, gives them that sense of self-assurance. And so it goes on. So there've been curfews introduced, so much for civil liberties. Anyway, there've been some police officers who've been injured in skirmishes. So it's made a bad situation worse. And by the way, I've no sympathy for anyone with riots. Even if you think Donald Trump is abominable, and I do, I wouldn't say countenance any act of vandalism, let alone burning things down and things like that. And what's the point of the Marine Corps there and the National Guard? Because they're not allowed to make arrests. They can detain protesters for a very short period until actual police officers come along to effect the arrest. If they can't get a police officer between in a short time, I don't know how many minutes or hours it is, they have to let the person go and so on. Okay. So anyway, supposedly the Marine Corps and the National Guard are the protect federal officials and so on. So the president says he has to liberate Los Angeles and so on. But Gavin Newsom said this is an attack on democracy. And Trump is using this ridiculous incendiary language that he's being conquered by a foreign enemy. Which foreign enemy? Which foreign country? And so on. So, okay, there are crimes in every city. Sometimes there are thefts, there's vandalism, and all that's bad and so on. But don't turn that into an invasion, a warlike situation. You see how his inflammatory rhetoric is being deeply unhelpful, and he's just made the situation worse. He tries to use fear as a power structure as a reason to shred the Constitution, to throw away people's civil liberties, to arrogate greater power to himself. He wants to panic people because fear is a very potent emotion. You think, we're primitive mammals. We've been around for up to 7 million years, depending how broadly defined a human being. React whoever reacted strongest and fastest to danger survived by that fight or flight, by preemption, by striking first, and so on. And so that's why, if you can scare people, they will just throw out rationality, overreact, not think things through, and get them on his side. And so he wants to pose as the tough guy, and he knows that appeals to a significant segment of the U.S. population. It would do in every city. I remember reading Jane Fonda's autobiography. She said that's one of the problems of the United States is that toughness is seen as a supreme virtue in a politician, and then toughness often is an alias for cruelty, and sometimes crossing the road to get into a fight rather than wisdom, restraint, judgment, moderation, reasonableness. Humanitarianism and so on. So anyway, Peter Hegseth has not surprisingly adulated Donald Trump for what he's doing. But Gavin Newsom has warned that other states will be in the firing line for what's happening. But the demonstrations and even riots have spread to other cities like Atlanta, Georgia. In New York City, some people have been blocking vehicles driving down the streets. I mean, thousands of people are marching in lower Manhattan. But let's not overreact to this. I mean, no one's been killed or injured there, so far as I know. The immigration demonstrations in San Antonio, Texas. Okay, the demonstrations are entirely lawful, but we know a peaceful demonstration can sometimes turn into a riot. So the military deployment is costing $134 million to the Pentagon already. And by the way, President Trump, he's been saying he's going to bring back the Confederate era names for US military bases, which I'm sure a lot of people won't like, particularly African Americans. Confederate generals who fought against the United States. So much for opposing insurrection. They're traitors. They were lucky not to be executed. Anyway, so Trump has chosen a pliant audience, people who are more or less obliged to applaud his every line. So it's very low that he should exploit the military for this partisan purpose, saying he wants to quell the violence. The man who's incited violence at his rallies, beat the shit out of them, as he repeatedly said when he was standing for the presidency in 2016, saying that the protesters as animals, really he is trying to dehumanize them. So, I mean, there was a difficult situation. There were some crimes committed there, but it's nothing like as bad as he wishes to pretend and so on. So President Trump has ordered his border agents to arrest at least 3,000 people a day in order to deport lots of people. So, and obviously that appeals to some people. Now, the United States is entitled to determine its own immigration policy and don't question has the right to deport people in the country illegally. But I don't think illegal immigration is the most serious problem facing the United States. Okay, it is a problem. Some people who came in illegally are bad. It's unfair on those who came there legally. But you think about lack of affordable health care, you think about there was no minimum wage in many states, you think about the cost of higher education, cost of living generally, about low wages, about pollution, the environment and stuff like the lack of public transport. There are many, many more pressing problems than that. So there we go on. So 54% of Americans approve of the way Trump is dealing with deportation, and 50% of those approve of how he's dealing with immigration. So the one of the few issues in which he's got majority backing, which is we're trying to play that card for all it's worth. But because his economic policy is less popular, his inflation popular policy is less popular, and is sinking. So that's what he's doing. He's really taking his ball to a different part of the beach. It's misdirection to distract attention from his many failings and lies. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to, on Patreon and PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com, and stand up to demagogues. Don't be hoodwinked by those who want to murder little children.